Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host tonight, Dr. Elfrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. On tonight, we're going to listen to Love's top 10 Billboard gospel artists, and I'm so excited and delighted that you've had the opportunity to join me on tonight. Actually, we have 200 individuals on the line. And we're all here to hear from God and the ministry of God, from all of these gospel artists. But we're going to begin. I want to thank God, my family, my friends, and all of you for tuning in. And we're going to begin with Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. And it reads, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders. His love endures forever, who by his understanding made the heavens. His love endures forever, who spread out the earth upon the waters. His love endures forever, who made the great lights. His love endures forever, the sun to govern the day. His love endures forever, the moon and stars to govern the night. His love endures forever." I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the ears, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning and you started us on our way. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength, Heavenly Father. We ask that you bless those who are in the hospital, those who are coming out, and those who are thinking about going in. Lord Jesus, we ask you bless us to go higher and higher in you, and would you continue to help us to reach our fullest potential, Lord. We thank you for this ministry, and we ask that you bless each and every person who comes on this ministry and those who are coming to listen to the Word of God. We thank you for the opportunity, and we thank you for the ministry that you are able to provide for us and to us, Heavenly Father, because we know that without you, we are nothing. Now, Lord, as we relinquish this particular prayer, but we're never relinquished out of your sight, we ask him, would you give us somewhere, anywhere in your kingdom? This is one of your servants' prayers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. We're getting ready to listen to Love's top 10 Billboard gospel artists for tonight. We're going to hear from many gospel artists, and we're going to kick it off with one place by psalmist Tasha Cobbs and Pastor Bertha Cobbs, followed by our own psalmist Eddie Ruth Bradford, "Too Close." Then we'll hear from Reverend Al Green, "The Lord Will Make a Way." Then we'll hear from singer Vashon Mitchell, "Turning Around," followed by psalmist Anita Wilson, "Jesus Will." You're listening to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. And yes, I'm your host tonight, Dr. Elfrida Love.
Somebody lift your hands in the room. I'm here because I want to be. I'm here because I choose to be. I'm here because I love to be in your presence. I'm here because I want to be. I'm here because I choose to be. I'm here because I love to be in your presence. I find peace here. I find joy here. All I need is here in your presence. I find peace here, I find joy
but not deceived. Cast down, but not destroyed. There are times I don't understand, but I believe it's turning around. Disappointed. Then I felt so alone. Some of my friends say, let me down. But I still believe it's turning around for me. Around. Around for me, it's turning around.
Can you just say it into the atmosphere?
Around for me,
it's turning around.
Man, that he's carried me. Jesus will. He will because he said he will. Oh, oh yeah. Jesus will.
Amen, amen, amen. As we're a little bit past the midnight mark, but we are serving God. You heard from Love's Billboard Top 5 Gospel Artists. We heard one place by Psalmist Tasha Cobbs and Pastor Bertha Cobbs. What does that mean? I'm here in one place with God because I want to be. And guess what? In that one place with God, I find peace. I find joy. And all I need to do is be in the presence of God. Then we heard from our own psalmist, Eddie Ruth Bradford, Too Close to the Mirror. God sees a lot of great things in us, and sometimes we're just too close to the mirror to see what God sees. Amen? Then we heard from Reverend Al Green, The Lord Will Make a Way Somehow. Always trust in God and know that God will make a way. Then we heard from Brother Vashawn Mitchell, It's Turning Around. What's turning around? God says that everything is working out for the good to those who love the Lord, to those who are called by his name. And he said those things are turning around for, say me, they're turning around for you. Then we heard from Psalmist Anita Wilson, Jesus will. Jesus will what? He will open doors. He will help us to get to the journey. He will help us in all aspects of our lives. And yes, Jesus will. Now listen, we're getting ready to sprint on to the finish line as we go down the list with our next top 5 Billboard gospel artists. You're going to hear from Reverend James Moore, How I Love Jesus, followed by Psalmist Tamela Mann. Those are her particular hymnals. Then we're going to hear from Psalmist Amy Rush, You Can Make It, Yes You Can. Then we're going to hear from Pastor William Murphy, Praise Is What I Do. Oh, okay. Then we're going to hear from Psalmist Mary Mary, Go Get It. You are listening to the AfridaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, Where Jesus Shines With Love. And I'm your host tonight, Dr. Afrida Love.
So much power, wonder where. Yes.
Uh-huh. And it does what else?
Thank you.
Thank you.
praise is what I do. When I wanna be close to God, I lift my hands in praise. Praise is who I am. I'm gonna praise God while I can. I'll bless God as all times I bow. I vow to praise you.
When are you going to praise him?
When you're going to praise the church.
Through the good and the bad, I praise you.
Whether happy or sad,
because praise is what I do. 'Cause I owe it all to you.
Come on, open your mouth right now and give him what you owe him. Give him what you owe him. Give him what you owe him, church.
Praise is what I do.
Come on. Praise is what I do.
Praise is what I do.
Even when I'm going through.
Even when I'm going through.
I finally learned, church.
I've learned to worship you.
Yeah, yeah.
And I declare.
No, my circumstance doesn't even stand the test.
My
praise
outweighs
all the bad. Say I vow to praise you.
I need somebody to wave your hands and declare. You
were good and the bad.
I
praise.
Open up your mouth, church.
Amen, amen, amen. And guess what? We have made it to the conclusion of the Love's Top 10 Billboard Gospel Artists. We heard from one place by Psalmist Tasha Cobbs and Pastor Bertha Cobbs. Then we heard from Psalmist Eddie Ruth Bradford, Too Close to the Mirror. Sometimes we are too close. Then we hear from the Reverend Al Green, the Lord will make a way. Yes, he will, because God is the one. He is the Alpha and Omega. Then we hear from Brother Vashawn Mitchell, it's turning around. God says there is an expiration date for storms. Amen. And he said things are going to turn around for our favor. He says all things work together for the good to them who love the Lord. Then we hear from Psalmist Anita Wilson, Jesus will. He will do what? He will open doors. Jesus will do everything. Then we hear from Reverend James Moore, How I Love Jesus, and I can't stress that song enough. And the song says, because he first loved me. But there are many reasons why we should love our Savior. Then we hear from Psalmist Tamela Mann and all of her hymnals about how Jesus went to the cross and the blood that Jesus shed for us way back on Calvary. And guess what? God has power. He will never lose His power. Just pray to God and He will begin to break yours. Then we heard from Psalmist Amy Rush. She said, you can make it. How encouraging is that song? She said, you can make it. Whatever you're going through, she said, you can make it. And guess what? God says, you're going to make it. He says, it's already done. Then we heard from Pastor William Murphy. He says, praise is what I do when I want to be close to you. When we praise God, praises go up and blessings come down. So in anything that you're going through, whether it's good, bad, happy, or sad, or otherwise, praise the Lord. Then we heard from the Merry, Merry crew. Guess what? I don't care what goes. Go get your blessing. Amen. Go get it. God has a blessing for each and every one of us, and we must go get it. So you have heard the Love's top 10, 15 Billboard gospel artists for tonight. There are millions of other artists whom I would have loved to place on this billboard, but guess what? You're going to have your chance as well, because we have Love's top 10 or 15 Billboard every week. So just keep watching, and we're magnifying and edifying who God is. But before we go to our announcements, I always give individuals the opportunity to give your life to Christ. You don't have to be in front of a huge congregation. It's 220 people on this line. But you can give your life to God right at home. Amen. You can do that. You can say, Lord, I surrender unto you. Just like you can ask God for forgiveness right in your home. And guess what? God will begin to move. But God says when we pray, we should always say, Our Father, with joy in heaven. And there is a prayer that the Lord has for us. And I was in my car, and God gave me this, and I'm going to give it to you. Now, I'm not a singer, but sometimes when you can't get that prayer out, and when you can't, because God is not looking for a long dissertation of prayers, although it's very good when we pray to pray and cover everything, but some people, just in certain situations, when you're in the storm of life or when you're in a storm, sometimes you just have to say this chant, and this is the highest praise. And it's like this. It goes like this. And this is not for a shape, form, or fashion. This is what God gave to me to give to the ministry. He says, when you're going through and when you're just weak and you can't pray for yourself, and there are intercessories praying for you, and you're praying as well, and sometimes you just feel weak. You just do just like this. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's the highest praise. And then sometimes when you're like me and you can't sing, I mean, seriously, like, you cannot sing. God did not anoint you to sing. The Lord's going to help me with this. And God knows exactly what you're saying. So we can no longer use the excuse for, Lord, I can't sing. Lord, I can't hum. Because God is not looking for melodies, baby. He's looking for worship. And so I can't use that excuse. I can't sing. God says he's not looking for singers. He's looking for people who are genuinely worshiping him. And sometimes when you get into the storms of life, and everybody has been there. Everybody's been through a storm. Even a baby has been through a storm. Did you know that? And sometimes you have to hum. God says that when babies go through things, when babies, when they're in uncomfortable situations, when they're hungry, when they're, things are going on, when they're sick, he says they begin to cry. He says, but as we grow older, he says some people cry, some people sing. It just depends. But you have to have that closeness with God. And so I don't want to hear the excuse anymore, and that includes me. I can't sing, but you can hum. But you can say hallelujah. You don't have to be in tune. God's not looking for that. And so at this particular time, I'm just going to play a little bit of I Love You, Lord, Today There's None Like You, because this is a chance in which you can give your life to Christ. God says all you have to say is, Lord, I surrender unto you. All you have to say, if there's a situation, if there's a problem, if there's an issue, give it to God and say, Lord, I give it to you, and I'm done with it.
I'm moving forward. And let God fix it. And he will. And God says it's turning around. He already speaking it. He says it's already done. It's turning around for your good. He said just keep going. Keep moving. And I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to say this before we even get to this part. And I'm stressing it to you. I want you to evaluate yourself. I want you to look. God is speaking, and he continues to speak. I was at the store, and God began to speak. He says, when you get on the ministry, he says, I want you to tell my people. He says, if you have wronged anyone, and that made me think, you know, I'm like, ooh, if you have wronged anyone, God says, recently or in the past weeks, that's what God says. He says, fix it. He says, because, he says, we will surely pay. I don't know. God is not specific. He's not showing me anything. There is nothing God is showing me, but God says that you will surely pay. And so Spirit says I wouldn't wish this on my worst enemy. I wouldn't. And I love everybody because I want to make it to heaven. We talk about forgiveness and things, but this is your chance. God said this is a warning. He says from which he gives his prophets. And you will hear this a lot. You will hear ministers talking about this. They would talk about forgiveness, and they would talk about righteousness. They would talk about how we treat others. But God is saying, this is a warning, and he's saying that, fix it. That's all I'm going to say. I don't know what it means when God says you will surely pay. I have no idea. And I don't want to know. Because I don't want the wrath of God. I don't want to experience the wrath of God. But God says, tell my people to evaluate how they've treated others. They don't fix it. They will surely pay. And that's what God said. He didn't show any pictures. He didn't show anything. He said, they will pay. They will surely pay. Still, I don't know what that means. Spiritually, God is talking in the spiritual sense. I have no idea because when you look at it, I was studying. God is not like us. God doesn't have the emotion of anger. God's anger is totally different. It's a spiritual overtone. When you look at the Israelites, it's a spiritual thing. And God knows just what to do. And whatever it is, you're going to have to fix it. You're going to have to get it right with God. We're going to have to get it right with God. We have to get it right with God, whether it's our thinking in our hearts. That's why we ask God for forgiveness. That's why we have that on Mondays, to clear out our hearts. Because I don't believe that God is playing. Because God keeps putting it in my spirit. He says, you need to tell the people. You need to tell the people. You need to tell the people. We will surely pay. They will surely pay. And God says, that's from him. This has nothing to do with the world. He says spiritually. And so I don't want to know what God will do. I have no idea, but I know God is sincere about it, and I know that God is not playing. And I know that God will do, because when he says he's going to do something, when God says that his wrath is going to come upon the people, that I take God seriously. I really do. Or when God gives me a revelation, or when he continues to repeat something and I have to be obedient and repeat it on the radio, I take that. So whatever it is, I pray that, you know, it makes everybody think. It's like, okay, so am I dealing with the people, you know? And so that's why every single day I pray unto God. I say, Lord, I want to have a good heart. I want everybody's best interest, because that's what God is looking for. And God is warning. I'm serious. You're going to hear it a lot, because not only is God speaking this on the airways, but he's speaking this in the pulpits. He's speaking it to as many people that can hear it, because the word will go out. He says, and if it falls on deaf ears, he says, woe is it unto those who did not hear. And so pray unto God, get it right, whatever it is. Forgive whatever you got to do. Because I'm telling you, God continues to warn. And I don't want to know what God's wrath look like. I don't even want God's wrath to be upon anybody, to be honest. But in reality, the warning is going to fall on deaf ears. I don't want to be the recipient of God's wrath. That's why every day I'm praying. I'm saying, ooh. And I had to think about it. I said, oh, good. I said, I treated people right. You know? So I'm telling you now, because God continues to say it, get the word out. Ask God for forgiveness. Whatever you've done wrong to somebody, ask God for forgiveness. At this point, I don't know if people have time to go to the people that they were. I have no idea. But I do know that confer with God, talk to God. Talk to God. And just talk to God. Because I don't know. The only wrath that I know that God had was with the Israelites. God is a very patient, kind, but speaks that, then take it seriously, please. So whatever it is, go to God. You know, I don't know, God continues to speak it, and it's in a way that's very, very promising. And so we just got to be careful. We got to be careful and just go to God and get it right. Do God's people right. God's people must do people right. But God continues to say it. I just wanted you to know that. And it will fall on deaf ears. And some people will be recipients of what God is talking about. And to be honest, like I said, I don't wish this on anybody. Because God is pretty, what do you call it, pretty firm with it. So just do right. Treat people right. All right. Now we're going to listen to I Love You, Lord, Today, There Is None Like You. And in this particular song, I just want you to listen to it just for a little bit, for maybe 3 minutes, and just give your life unto God. I know there's a lot of people listening. Just give your life unto God. This is a good time as well to ask God for forgiveness. Whatever needs to be forgiven, whatever has been done that shouldn't have been done, whatever has been said that shouldn't have been said, this is a good time to ask God for forgiveness as well. Just ask God to forgive you and ask God to have grace and mercy and not bring his wrath. You know, as I said before, I don't know what God's wrath looks like, and I don't want to know. But I know that God is sincere. So we're going to listen to this particular song and just meditate to God and thank God for this, for another day. And thank God for being God. You're listening to the AfreeToLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love.
My heart is all mine. Oh, my soul belongs to you. This old heart, this old mind, this old soul belongs to you.
All right, we're getting ready for our announcements. Please be sure to encourage your family and friends to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Also, they can go to our freetoloveshow.com, and you can click on Love the Radio, and you can click on stellargospelmusic.com, or you can click on our freetoloveshow.com, and you will be right in the studio. As a matter of fact, when you go to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove, what will happen is you'll click on it and you'll go to that website and you will be right at the front page of the particular studio. And you can follow. You can press the button follow, and when you press the button follow, every time that the ministry comes on, you will receive an email and say, hey, look, the AfreeToLoveShow.com is on. And so if you want updates, then you can press the follow button and you can follow this particular ministry. All right? Okay. Gospel artists, writers, actors, actress, anyone with a positive message, please email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. That's emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love to have you on the ministry. If you're a gospel artist, writer, actor, actress, promoter, anyone with a positive message, please be sure to email me so that you can be on the AfreeToLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com. In addition to that, make sure that you visit AfreeToLoveShow.com. We have and we offer many different services. I know that I have a lot of new individuals. We've had 20 joiners on the AfreeToLove show today, and we've had 15 joiners on the StellarGospelMusic.com show today. And actually, these are sister stations, so you have joined both ministries. But the AfreeToLoveShow.com, if you need singers or speakers, you can click on this particular button here, and you will see the available speakers and singers. Also, if you look at our first page, we would like to welcome you to the official site. And as you can hear the music playing.
To the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Station.
Okay. what you will see is stellargospelmusic.com. If you click on that particular blue button, you will be right at the studio, or you can go to afrodeloveshow.com and click on the blue button, and you will be right in the studio as well. So it really doesn't matter which one you click on to. If you look, here are some pictures from different gospel events. If you have an artist, or you are an artist, and you're a writer, producer, community leader, and you would like to be interviewed on a national show, you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. If you go to Stellar Awards, basically the Stellar Awards will be held in Las Vegas. Yes, I'm thinking about California. In Las Vegas. And so we have different gospel artists who are up for nominations. So you can check that out, and here are some pictures. All right, Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford, please read her bio and support her music. She's one of the artists that I have. Also, for show interviews and programs, we're going to start adding the different shows each month and the different programs so that you can just click on the button, and you will be right there at the particular ministry or interview. If you go to Tutoring Online via Skype, this is a particular area in which you can come if you need help in many different subjects or certification tests. We basically assist in all areas of subjects in all tests. So we provide testing strategies and things of that nature. So if you're interested, all you have to do is enter your text here, where it says enter text here, enter the email address, enter the text, and then enter your comments. I'm going to actually pull this particular submission down a little bit so that you can enter your information. Also, you can just email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com, with the information that you need. If you have any fitness questions, please be sure to ask. All you have to do is just read this little letter here and then enter your text, email, and enter your comments. Make sure you enter your email so that I will receive your comment, okay? All right, if you want to connect with me, you can, of course, go to Facebook and click on Afrita Love, or you can go to LinkedIn under Afrita Love, or you can just email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Or you can go to afritaloveshow.com, and there are many different areas in which you can contact me. Now then, also let's check out the stellargospelmusic.com, stellargospelmusic.com website. That is one of our sister websites in conjunction with afritaloveshow.com. All right, when you go to Stellar Gospel, okay, that's the Stellar Awards. When you go to stellargospelmusic.com, StellarGospelMusic.com. My computer's being a little slow here. Okay. You will see the welcome page. Of course, we welcome each and every one of you. If you click on Number One Love Radio, you will be right in the studio. But you see a lot of the gospel artists, and if you scroll down, you will see many different CDs and projects and things of that nature that's happening on this page. If you go to About Us, this is an international radio station, and we specialize in many different things, so please be sure to check out the particular website. In addition to that, if you want to contact me, here is the contact sheet on this particular website. All you have to do is fill in your information and your name and your email, and make sure that you click the submit button. That's the only way that I will receive your messages, okay? If you go to... Let's go back here. Services, of course, we have, you know, entertainment, photography. We have events, speaking, a book, and now we're going to have another edition which deals with charities. And so please be sure to check us out. In addition to that, events around the world, we're going to add different blog sites, and we're going to add different flyers and things of that nature, okay? All right. I appreciate each and every one of you for listening to the AfritaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. Be sure to please come back on Tomorrow God's Will, as we will have the spoken word, and we will have an introduction to a little Espanol. I told you that we were going to listen to some Spanish via CD Also, we're going to use Skype. We're going to use as much technology as possible, as well as you're going to have some direct instruction. We're going to have activities so that we can learn Espanol. Some of us, this is a remedial course for us because we discontinued the use of it, and some of us, this is our first time. And so you're on, we're going to cover it. So fear not. Now, if you are advanced, of course, you will be in another class with Miss Tia. Amen. But if you are just learning or you're trying to brush back up on your Spanish, then you're in the right place right here with me. So come back on tomorrow, guys. We're going to have the spoken word, and then we're going to have a little bit of Spanish. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love that you are because God is love. Until next time, which is tomorrow, today, in a few hours, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Alfreda. Love.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Alfreda Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayers as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back. And there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.